This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Nigeria's anti-police protesters have remained on the streets in Lagos, breaking the government curfew following a night of chaotic violence in which demonstrators were fired upon. AP's Charles D. Ledesma reports.
Police open fire as protesters continue to demonstrate against police brutality in Nigeria. Amnesty International said late Tuesday there was credible but disturbing evidence that security forces had fatally shot protesters who were demonstrating against police despite a new curfew being imposed. One protester has told the Associated Press that his brother was shot and killed in the previous day's demonstrations and that he himself had taken a bullet in the leg. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nine people, including one police officer, have died in the West African state of Guinea. The security ministry said on Wednesday. This follows days of unrest after a tense weekend presidential election. In a statement, the ministry pointed to shootings and stabbings in the capital, Conakry, and elsewhere in the country since Sunday's presidential vote. Pope Francis became the first pontiff to endorse same-sex civil unions in comments for a documentary that premiered Wednesday, sparking cheers from gay Catholics and demands for clarification from conservatives. The papal thumbs up came midway through the feature-length documentary Francesco, which premiered at the Rome Film Festival. French prosecutors say two teenagers accused of pointing out French teacher Samuel Paty to his killer, who beheaded him, have been charged with complicity in terrorist murder as the nation pays homage to the slain educator. The pair are among seven people authorities have charged over the killings. From Washington, this is VOA News. Former U.S. President Barack Obama made his first appearance on the campaign trail Wednesday for Democratic nominee Joe Biden, who is locked in a tight race with President Donald Trump in crucial states 13 days before the November 3rd election. The former president spoke in Philadelphia, saying there is no excuse for the Trump administration's poor response to the coronavirus pandemic.
We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook that would have shown them how to respond before the virus reached our shores. They probably used it to, prop up a wobbly table somewhere. We don't know where that playbook went.
President Trump was campaigning in North Carolina, where he defended his administration's handling of the pandemic.
The more testing you have, the more cases. They say cases are up. Yeah, testing is up. We have more testing than India, China, and almost every other country put together. You could say it's ridiculous. At the same time, we did a good job, but it shows a lot of cases. And that's thank you. He's a great job. We did do a great job.
Tomorrow, Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden will square off in their final debate before the election. Democrats on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee say they will boycott a vote scheduled for Thursday on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to fill the vacant Supreme Court seat. Democrats are protesting President Trump's nomination of Barrett following the mid-September death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, arguing that he should have awaited the outcome of the November 3rd presidential election. Scientists say the only way to beat the coronavirus is with a safe and effective vaccine. AP's Ed Donahue reports the next step in the search for a vaccine is testing it on kids.
Ending the pandemic means vaccinating vulnerable adults. Dr. Robert Frank at Cincinnati's Children's Hospital Medical Center says it will also mean vaccinating children.
We really needed to have the safety and immunogenicity data from adults to feel comfortable that this is the right thing to be able to do.
Pfizer has permission to test its vaccine on kids as young as 12. Frank says it's unclear yet if a vaccine would be ready by the next school year.
By spring, we would certainly have enough information to be able to send to the FDA.
16-year-old Caitlin Evans became the first teen to get an injection in the Pfizer study.
If I don't do it, who will? Like, they need as many people as possible.
Children represent about 10% of coronavirus cases documented in the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israeli media says an Israeli delegation made a rare visit to Sudan on Wednesday to discuss normalizing ties. Israeli intelligence minister Eli Cohen told Israel's Channel 13 News that he believes Israel is very close to normalizing ties with Sudan. For more news, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.